Sorry about that, but my battery went dead and we had to find one, so. This morning's gospel text comes from John chapter 3. Kind of a very familiar text, but yet one that there is so much in it. It's we need to hear it time and time again. You notice by the bulletin today, I titled it Born Twice. And encourage you to listen today as we take and hear God's word read. I'm going to ask you to stand for the reading of God's word, John chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these things, do these signs that you do unless God is with you. And Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? And Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, testify of what we have seen, and you do not accept our testimony. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life. Let us pray. Lord, today just open up this portion of Scripture, the things that you've laid upon my heart, Lord. May it be what your people need to hear. Lord, that if there's someone here today that does not know you, Lord, Lord, that you will soften their hearts. Lord, that you will open the minds of each and every one here today that we can understand and open our ears that your Spirit can speak to us, using me only as your vessel today, Lord. In thy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. How many of you as parents or grandparents have ever looked at your own children or someone else's child and spoken these words, something like this? Oh, if only I could be young again and have half the energy that those kids have. There was an earthquake that was predicted for a small coastal town. One young couple was very concerned about their young son, so they decided to take and send their young son to his uncle in another city, farther from the coast. Well, as the uncle understood why they were sending him, the child came, and after a few days, the parents received a telegram. It read something like this: We are returning the boy. Please send the earthquake instead. When I first read that, I thought, you know, I was so glad nobody else was around, because I did have to chuckle, because I thought sometimes that's exactly how we feel. You know, they're too rambunctious. There's too much energy. But what the preciousness of kids and children are. It was late at night. Jesus did not have a crowd surrounding him. Most of Jerusalem was either in bed or getting ready to crawl into bed. But Jesus had an appointment. Jesus needed to meet someone that evening. And that man's name was Nicodemus. During that meeting, Jesus made some pretty radical statements that really confused Nicodemus some. He said, Nicodemus, you need to become a child again. And Jesus was trying to teach Nicodemus why he'd come to earth. He had come to earth to be Nicodemus's personal savior. He had come to change Nicodemus's life forever. What does the coming of Jesus mean to you? Well, first of all, it should mean that Jesus can meet your true need. What are your true needs? It was a need that brought Nicodemus to Jesus. It was a need that Nicodemus didn't even realize he had. Nicodemus was the type of Pharisee that wanted to control everything in his life. He wanted to make sure that when he met with Jesus, he started the conversation, he was going to control the conversation. The group of Pharisees, they had the people under the control until Jesus came. Jesus came along, and all of a sudden the people didn't do what the Pharisees told them to do. They didn't respond with the obedience that they had before this. Jesus performed miracles. His teaching was contrary to the Pharisees' teachings. The Pharisees were very good at the do's and the don'ts. The Pharisees had their own set of rules. The Pharisees were well educated. They understood the scrolls. The Pharisees were very well respected. The Pharisees were even the feared religious leaders of the day. Religion in those days meant exerting power over the people. That's what religion was. Controlling the people. They lived in a society that was totally controlled by religion. Nicodemus did not want to lose that power. Nicodemus felt it was very important that he take and continue to hold on to that power. So what does he do? He approaches Jesus late at night under the cover of darkness. He didn't want anybody to see him. When Nicodemus started that conversation, it's interesting, Jesus answers him totally different than what Nicodemus was looking for. Nicodemus came to Jesus with a need to understand. He needed to understand who Jesus was. Not any different for you and I. We need to come to that need of that understanding of who Jesus is. But before he knew it, Jesus was explaining all of this to Nicodemus, telling him that he had a need to be born again. Nicodemus didn't even know he had a need to be born again. Nicodemus' true needs was totally different than what he was thinking, what you and I are often thinking our needs are. Jesus was telling Nicodemus, leave your position of power. and control. Jesus says, I want you to become a baby again. That isn't quite the words he used, is it? But Jesus was telling Nicodemus he needed to be born again. Jesus goes on to tell Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you cannot control the wind. The wind is going to blow wherever it wishes. You're going to hear the sound, but you cannot tell it where it comes from or where it's going. Nicodemus, you're not able to stop the wind. Nicodemus realized he was not the one that was in power. It was God who has the power. And Jesus tells Nicodemus, it's not the approval of your peers that you need, Nicodemus. It is the approval of God that you need. Young people, we had three young people up here today that are, the one is going off to college, the other two are going back home to finish their high school education. Be careful as you get back into those schools that the peer pressure does not push you into going away from God and His teachings. Do not let the peer pressure of those younger ones that are in school. But it's the same for adults. We oftentimes allow the peer pressure of things going on to direct us. We need to take and find out what are our true needs. Go before God. Yes, we need the approval of God, not of each other. Jesus told Nicodemus that the only way he was going to see the kingdom of heaven was to be born again. Now that's a pretty radical statement. Because did you know that the Jews believed, because they were the chosen people, that they automatically were a part of God's kingdom? That they could live however they wanted and it didn't make a difference. That God was going to accept them. Doesn't sound a whole lot different than our country and some of the teachings we hear today. It was as if Nicodemus was being told that he must go back into his mother's womb to be born again, or he would never, ever see the kingdom of God. Unfortunately, in our country today, there's a certain group of people that seem to think that they are going to be a part of the kingdom of God just because who they are, the group that they are part of. Just because you are a church member, just because you had parents who were Christians, just because you give money to a certain charity, or maybe it's because you think your spouse is saved, that you're going to go to heaven with one of those excuses. It's not going to work, my friend. We must all understand the message that was given to Nicodemus that day. We must understand that that message of salvation is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There must be a personal change. There must be an individual change in your lives. You and I, just like Nicodemus, must be born of the Spirit. Why did you come to church today? Did you come because you wanted to hear some principles from God's Word and that you figured that would help you and live a life that is more peaceful if you heard those principles? Well, yes, I pray that you have heard and will hear some of those principles today, and you will find them. Or did you come to church just to find a new friend today? Or did you come to church with the idea that Jesus is going to change you today? If you came today with the idea and the attitude that you were going to be cleaned up today, that you were going to be overhauled, or that you were going to be refurbished, let me tell you, you came to church for the wrong reason. But if you came to church today with the idea that you were going to be completely and utterly changed by Jesus Christ today, because you have a need, then you have come to the right place. It's not just a little change, but it is a drastic change that we need to see in our lives. The second thing that Jesus means, or Jesus' coming means for you, is that Jesus can give you a new life. Jesus spoke of a need that we needed to be born again. Something which only faith in him can provide. Be born again is not what Nicodemus thought it meant. Jesus was speaking of a different kind of a birth. In Scripture, the physical birth is referred to as being born of water. Water is one of the greatest requirements for physical earthly life. It is water that cushions that baby within the mother's womb. But being born of water means you are part of this world. But Jesus spoke of being born of the Spirit. Jesus was not speaking about going back into the mother's womb. Born again, think about those words for a moment, speaks of being born of the Spirit, not of the flesh. Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, to us, about something that we had lost. You ever think about that before? Born again. Why was that the term that was used? What is it that you and I have lost? Sin entered into the world and we lost it. We lost that connection, that communion, and that oneness with God. Yes. We once had it, we lost it, and so because of that, we need to regain what we've lost. It's being made over again, being born again, becoming a new creature in Jesus Christ. I live by faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So oftentimes we become a new creature, a different creature. But when a person is born again, you're born from above. We die to our old self. It changes. And we begin a brand new life. Being born again gives us a new father. We are all of a sudden do not have the father of lies as our father. We have Father of a living God. We're adopted sons and daughters of God. We are no longer a slave of fear. We have a spirit of sonship. Yes. What a blessing that is when we are born again and enter into that relationship with the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. God does not want us to serve Him because we're afraid of Him. God wants us to serve Him because of a love relationship. A love relationship we have with Him through His Son. Because we are adopted, that makes us heirs of God. We are co-heirs with Jesus Christ. That means that we share in His suffering, but we also get to share in His glory one day. That means that you and I are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are to look out for one another. We are to pray for one another. We're to encourage one another. And we're certainly supposed to come alongside one another. As a new family, with God as Father and His Son as our personal Savior, we're to receive those who come new into the family. We're to encourage them and help them. When you come to church here, do you have a family feeling? Is there a family atmosphere when you walk into this church? As we have greeters and those who are handing out the bulletins and playing the prelude, are you feeling a closeness when you walk into this church? Do you feel the love of a family when you walk into this church? Being a family doesn't mean that everyone's going to get along 100% of the time. We're not always going to see eye to eye. But being a family means we need to come together. We need to love one another as Christ has loved us. Those are probably the strongest words that I can say about what it truly means to be a family. Come together, love one another as Christ has loved you. When we become that new creature in Christ, there's a whole new culture that comes from us. There's a whole new language that comes. There's a whole new perspective. And there's a whole new start. It's like starting fresh. What happens is we begin to want to hear God's word. All of a sudden we want to become doers of God's word. We don't want our ears tickled anymore, do we? Why? Because we want God's word to speak to us. We want God's word to convict us. And that's one of the greatest reasons that people are scared of God's word is because they don't want to be convicted. They don't want to have to deal with that hurt or whatever else might be because God's word is convicting. You and I have been born into a world of bondage. We have a bondage in this world to sin and to death. But we have been given the opportunity to leave this world that we were born into and be born into a complete new world. To be born from above. To change our citizenship from here to that heavenly home in eternity. But in order for that new birth to happen, someone has to die. The person that had to die, his name was Jesus Christ. His blood had to be shed to pay a debt that you and I could not pay. I have a couple of questions for you this morning. First one, have you been born again? Have you begun that new life in Jesus Christ? If not, seek me out after the service today. I want to show you how to become a child of His. I want to pray with you. The second question today that I have for you is, are you living like a new person who has a citizenship in a new country? Or are you living like that old person that you used to be? You can get started because Jesus' mercy is new every morning. The first birth is physical. The second birth is spiritual. The first birth makes us a part of the physical world. The second birth makes us a part of the spiritual world. That is being born twice. Amen. Lord, today again, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for how it convicts and how it changes people's lives. Today, Lord, we just lift this congregation before you. If there's someone here today, Lord, that may you continue to convict that they will not walk out without seeking you first. Lord, may they seek out a Christian brother or sister to pray with them. May they take and find that peace that they were searching for when they walked in today. That peace in you.